Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania post-credit scene explained. So, after a long wait, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania have made their way to the big screens as the first feature film of the MCU Phase 5. The Paul Rudd and Jonathan Majors biggie has garnered mixed reviews on and before the official theatrical release. Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania is the third solo superhero film in the Ant-Man franchise to significantly impact the new phase of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The movie's post-credit scene has also glimpsed the new multiverse to widen the future plots for the further appearance of Kang and his newly formed dynasty. And, unlike the other Marvel superhero film, the end-credit scene of Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania are built in a much darker tone. And, despite a few movie critics being disappointed with Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania for giving a weak start to MCU Phase 5 projects, they were seen garnering positive responses to the film's post-credit scene. So, what do you think happened in the end-credit scenes of Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania? Keep reading to learn here. What happens in the post-credit scenes of Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania? Like other Marvel movies, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania post-credit scene is also set in two parts. Both the end-credit scenes are equally juicy and reveal much about the fate of Avengers, including Paul Rudd, i.e., Scott Lang. Starting with the mid-credit scene introduces fans to three major variants of Kang, including Immortus, Rama Tut, and a younger Kang variant, maybe Scarlet Centurion. We are taken to the Council of Kangs, where all the variants of Kang gather. The three Kang variants, played by Jonathan Majors, are the ones who have exiled Kang the Conqueror from the Council, compelling him to live in the quantum realm. As the video progresses, we see one of the most powerful Kang variants, Immortus, who wants to defeat all the inferior variants of Kang, which he possibly sees as useless props in the Council. Thereby, we also have the old Egyptian version of Kang Rama Tut, and it's visible that none of the two variants is happy with what Avenger Ant-Man did to Kang the Conqueror. They are a bit unpleased that Avengers have begun to enter the multiverse. So, possibly, if no Kang variant takes any action, they can lose everything they have built so far. Here Immortus, who wished to eliminate the inferior Kang from the Council, states they must do something to stop the Avengers instead of wasting their time. Immortus has even called all variants of Kang to the Council to hatch a well-thought plan. The next clip takes us to the Council of Kang, who have joined forces to defeat the Avengers. So this is crystal clear that Kang the Conqueror, whom Avengers, Immortus, and Rama Tut considers has passed away, is alive and will be back very soon. And, since the news of his death has united the whole Kang army, we can expect to see massive destruction sooner and very sooner. You be ready, Avengers! Also, if we notice this, one of the Kang variants is a skull, so we never know if we will meet him in Disney's Secret Invasion. Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania post-credit scene has a specific relevance to Loki Season 2. The second post-credit scene of Ant-Man Quantumania opens in the 1900s, where another major Kang variant, Victor Timely, gives a speech quoting "Time is everything. It is what shapes our lives, but this time, we can also be the ones to shape it." Among the crowd listening to the mustached Majors are Loki and Mobius, who are possibly here to track the variants of He Who Remains. Speaking about Victor Timely's origin in the Marvel Comics. According to the Marvel comic, Victor Timely is one of the most intelligent Kang variants who travels to 1901 Wisconsin, where he is the mayor of the town he established to introduce some prominent technological advancements. As Victor's Timely variants reflect, he doesn't seem much terrifying to Mobius, but when the end credit scene begins for a wrap, Loki has confirmed that he is the most mighty variant of Kang. Speaking about Loki Season 2, the production house didn't reveal anything about the trailer, plot, or the theatrical release of the series. But glimpsing the two post-credit scenes of Ant-Man Marvel films, this is certain Kang and his hundreds of variants have a long way to go in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Since Avengers, the Kang Dynasty is already confirmed for a 2025 release, we can grace ourselves with a big showdown ahead. What fans have to say about Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania post-credit scenes? While Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania have made fans jump from their seats, the post-credit scenes have almost maximized their expectations from the new multiverse to open further. Expressing their excitement and opinions on the post-credit scenes on Ant-Man Quantumania, few fans wrote, Man, having read up on everything and knowing about Kong, I literally jumped out of my seat and was like, OMG, it's the council. I was like the only one LMAO. All that I needed to see in the post-credit scene was Loki's expression of how terrified he is of Kong the Conqueror, knowing who he is and what he who remains had spoken of him, and his utter horrible intention of wiping out the whole entire multiverse Avengers variants from existence, plain and simple, because when he faced Thanos he was not as scared or terrified as he is when he saw another variant of Kang. So this tells me at some point Loki will battle Kong the Conqueror along with the Avengers, but will end up sacrificing himself for the sake of his own retribution to become good and show Thor that he is still alive somehow by messing with the timeline, of course, writes another fan for the post-credit scene. A user writes, I still can't get out of my head that Immortus, Rama and Centurion slash Robocop slash Terminator dude remind me of Big Trouble in Little China. LMAO. So, what do you have to say about the post-credit scenes of Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania? Are you also excited to see Kong variants in the new multiverse form ahead? Drop your thoughts in the comments below.